Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is TV Worth Talking About.
My gut tells me we're dealing with sophisticated bombs.
This is Shrine Podcasts.
90 seconds, hurry!
Trigger Point.
Hello and welcome to Shrine Podcast presents Trigger Point. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Brendan.
And I have to say, after all my giving out, I did enjoy the last episode of Trigger Point. Despite it being far-fetched and a bit of a hot mess, it wasn't the worst. It wasn't the best.
I don't think it was the best.
But I was like, okay, it makes sense a bit more.
Yeah.
But some things wouldn't happen in real life.
No.
But sure, look. We have had an action-packed series full of explosions from bombs on scooters and in phones, laptops, teddies and toilets. There really was a lot going on. In the finale, Lana was tasered and then taken by terrorists and faced an impossible task. Kill the home sec to save her parents from being killed by a bomb in their own home. Thankfully, Lana outsmarted the wave and pulled a Freaky Friday-style switch, blowing up the bad guys and saving the day just in time to blow up the dance floor at Danny's wedding.
Hey.
Today, our Hannah is off on her holidays watching the waves, so I will have your thoughts and theories, and our Brendan is on the recap. First, though, a little catch-up.
Yes. What has been going on?
Well, okay, so
I always forget whatever news I'm supposed to bring. I always sit here and I'm like, oh.
We went out on the lash on Saturday.
Sorry, see, my mind just goes blank.
Yeah. So, myself and Brendan do a radio show, early morning radio show. It's called 98FM's Big Breakfast. Just put in a plug in case, you know, someone wants to listen. And it airs weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right? It's Dublin radio station.
98FM.com.
Exactly, yeah, if you want to have a little tune.
There's less fucking in it.
The tunes are hopping.
The tunes are hopping, but we don't swear.
So, our show got nominated for an award at the weekend
at
the Gossy Awards, right? So this is like a night in Irish showbiz, like all of the social media stars, radio, TV, podcasters, etc., right?
And everyone, I mean, gets glammed up.
Like
fully glam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went to the venue, it was on the RDS in Dublin, right? And there was a full pamper suite, which was so glam. And I'm talking hair, nails, tan, facials, all of it.
Yeah, the
works. Kerry Hanafy. J'adore.
Yeah.
Okay? The woman honestly keeps me young. So we went there, we got all glammed up. We go to the awards and, you know, you're brushing shoulders with who's who.
Yeah.
But there was one particular celebrity there that myself and Brendan were starstruck over.
You had heard that she was going to be there. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So when we got there, we went up to, you know, the big board, like when you arrive at a wedding and you're like looking to see where you are, what
table
you're on.
Yeah.
So there I was scanning this giant board. There's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people at this thing. And I scan, I'm looking through the tables, and the next thing I see the name Katie Price.
Oh my God.
And I honestly nearly choked. I was like Ash in the first episode of The Traitors.
You were.
And you were like, oh yeah, yeah, no, she's coming. Like
you
I heard the rumour. Forgot to tell me.
Yeah.
And I am never taken by a celebrity really, you know. I'll be like, oh yeah, there's that person or whatever. Like, it's interesting to like look at them in the flesh. But like, I'd never ask someone for their photo.
No.
I wouldn't really go up to them and annoy them.
Yeah, I do the odd time, but like depending.
Very rarely.
Do you remember how starstruck we were when Trevor McDonald came into work?
That's the last time that I was starstruck.
I wouldn't have asked for
Was Trevor McDonald. I didn't ask him for a photo.
No.
Anyway, so we go into the room. We're sitting down at our table. And the table that we're at, I have a very clear view.
You had a good line of sight
of Katie Price. So
Jordan,
she's like, say two tables away, but like a good bit of the floor away. But she's sitting there. I have a really clear view of her. And people, I'm like, okay, we would love to go and get a photo. Like, I'm a big fan. Like, I actually think she's great.
I really wanted to sing A Whole New World.
You had such a great idea.
But no, you have to just, you always suss out the situation.
You have to read the room.
And everyone was going up to Katie and the fella from Married at First Sight.
Yeah, so she was there with her new boyfriend. Uh-huh. And so I was kind of watching as the evening went on. And different people were going up asking for photos with Katie Price. And there didn't seem to be a rhyme or a reason to it. But some people she was very receptive to and lovely. And then others, she just shot them down.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't feeling it.
No, and I was like, oh, and it wasn't like it was
maybe
like
she just be reading the auras or something.
I think she's maybe very into the auras.
Well, she liked Brendan's.
Yeah, so we plug up the courage and the two of us are like tiptoeing over to go over and say hi to Katie Price.
Oh yeah, we had to strike while the iron was hot.
We were like, here's the moment. Just as we got to the table, the waiters all came out and landed down the main meals at the one time.
Gosh.
So they put Katie Price's main meal in front of her. Now when I tell you,
it was a beef and mashed potato.
It was lovely. The jus. Mm. The woman started inhaling mashed potato like I have never seen anything like it.
She hadn't had a second all day.
No, to be fair, she probably hadn't eaten all day. She was just, she couldn't get the spuds into her fast enough. And I was like, okay, now is not the time.
No.
I was a bit kind of taken aback by what I was witnessing. And I was like, now is not the time to approach. I don't want to intercept Katie Price and her mashed potato.
No, you
kind
can't
of
disturb someone
romance.
Eating their meal.
No.
Like.
So we retreated, we went, we sat back down. We kept an eye on the situation.
We did.
And then we went again.
We did. And we got to take a gorgeous photo with Katie Price. And she told Brendan that he smelt great.
So
and
we kind of had to hunker down beside her.
Oh, no,
to
we
talk.
Were on the
she
floor.
She was sitting down.
Like, we were on the floor of the RDS.
And the first, she turned around to me and I just said, Katie, we're massive fans. And she didn't even look at me. And she went, I bet he's more your type though, and pointed at her boyfriend. And I was like, okay.
Yep.
And then she went, you smell fucking amazing. Clearly you're a gay. And I went, Katie Price, you're not wrong.
Yes and yes.
Yes and
Thank
yes.
Thank you.
So maybe she does read auras. She was very intuitive.
Uh-huh.
Is that
true?
The word?
So I didn't have us seeing Katie Price in person or eating mashed potato on my 2024 bingo card, but
no.
We're here for it and what a fab night.
Yeah, and she was lovely.
Yeah, the crack, she was lovely.
Yeah, she was lovely. She was really, really nice.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's probably all the news we have for you, really. It's enough, isn't
it? Yeah, it's our Brendan's birthday this coming Friday,
we're
going out for a few drinks Friday, letting the hair down.
Yeah.
It's also International Women's Day, so we might just have a cake for myself as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, now Trigger Point's over. I'm a bit, you know, because we've done three seasons in a row now, so I'm going to be a bit sad.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll be back very soon with something. Do you know what I still have not finished?
What? Oh, for God's sake.
No, I know. And Hannah called over to mine the other evening and she was like, well, what do you think of the end of Criminal Record? And I was like, I actually still haven't watched the end of it.
You were begging me to watch
No,
it.
I know.
It's
I don't
really
know what's
good.
Happened. I know. I need to go back and rewatch the second last episode. I just don't think I gave it my attention.
Yeah.
Rewatch the second last one and then watch the last one.
Oh, I was bet into that. I'm actually decided to watch the US Traitors.
Oh,
do you know what took
yeah.
me so long? Like Ekansu and all the Real Housewives cast.
Yeah.
Phaedra.
I tried the first episode or two, but Phaedra is great TV.
Yeah, incredible television. Yeah. So that's all our news.
Yeah, that's
really.
Our news. Yeah.
And our Hannah is
watching the waves.
Watching the waves
while we're talking about the wave.
Exactly. Mm. So with season 2, episode 6 recap, it's Brendan O'Loughlin, Katie Price's new BFF. Take it away, bitch.
Thank you so much. The season finale opens with Lana. She's in the back of a van. She's been kidnapped by the wave. First lot of the episode was when Hope says, you're very good at your job.
Oh, God.
The shade.
Oh, I bet there's something. Hope gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, she was creepy. Do you know who she reminded me of? The teacher in Happy Valley.
Yes. And the in second Harry Potter, the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah. There was that vibe off her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, at least Alex led you to us because we weren't sure which side he was on. Still not quite clear here just yet. Now, poor Alex is attached to two triggers which are wired up to a helmet that he has on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So Lana has to choose one. And then she lives. Alex might too. Lana says to Hope, you push Tom Thumb. And her ginger associate goes to shoot Lana because Lana's kicking off. And Alex tries to charge forward, but Hope pushes the trigger that kills Alex. But it's a really weird one because it's not like an explosion. It's just, was it like a high frequency? I don't know. Like, it wasn't like a, it didn't go boom.
No, but Brendan in the helmet, it did. Like.
Yeah, but it wasn't a bang.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know what it was.
It was a shame.
Yeah, it was very strange. And then I also, for a while, I was like, oh, that's fake blood in there. And he's
I thought he was going to be like,
Yeah. So inside the helmet looks like a gunge tank from 1990 Saturday Morning Kids TV.
Oh, Jesus.
Lana finds a burner phone.
Mary Ann.
Well, like I'm using me words to describe. Lana finds a burner phone on Alex's body and she pops it in her pocket. She's summoned to meet Hope, who bangs on about inequality, prick politicians and having everything you need to start an uprising. People are angry. They just need to push in the right direction, she says. And then she starts speaking in French again. Translation, under the streets, there is the freedom of the beach. Bonjour.
Yeah.
Lana, you are going to deliver the decisive blow as part of this uprising, right? Mm. So Counter-Terror HQ, they've the Home Secretary. She's popping in for a tea later, which has everyone concerned about their safety. But Commander Francis, in some foreshadowing, says, I think she'll be very safe here. Hope tells Lana that the Wave are going to use that very visit to decapitate law and order.
Jesus.
They're sending Lana into the offices to blow up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Surprise, bitch. They've packed a van with explosives and they've done it up to look like a cleaning van. Lana, you're going to hide in the back. She's like, I'm not doing it. Hope is like, oh, but you will. And she's like, has this smug face. And you're just like, oh, well, we know where this is going. Cut to some CCTV inside Lana's parents' house, them pottering around.
God.
Hope has the entire house rigged. She's pressed a button, which has activated a bomb, which will go off if either of them try to open the front door.
Absolutely terrifying. Imagine if you're like, oh, I'm just going to go and bring in the washing.
There really a bomb there, though, or was it just a camera?
No, there was, because your one had let in.
I know, but did she just take a camera in?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it was underneath. Remember, they were staring at it underneath
under
the
stairs. In the cubbyhole.
In where...
You
Harry
put your
lives.
Coats and stuff. Yeah.
Harry, doesn't he live under the stairs?
Yeah, I think he does for the first while anyway, yeah.
Pivot Drive.
Yeah, Privet.
Privet Drive. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Privet.
Pivot is the other TV show.
It is, it is.
She's also rigged a mobile that I'm sure she just press boom whenever she wants as well, right? They're also holding a double-barreled shotgun to Lana's head. So, I mean, that's going to kind of really influence you, really. She phones her parents, explains that they can't leave. She's like, there's a bomb. Lana's mom says... that lads with ID came yesterday from the Met.
She was like, hello, how are you, love?
Yeah, she go, come in. They were like, the lanyards, the photographic ID. We just need to check security. She's like, in you come. Should they've installed CCTV and bombs?
The way she answered
bombs.
The door was like, she knew hello, in the last
dear.
Episode. Yeah.
Poor Alex is still lifeless in the chair with a helmet full of brains and blood. The Wave don't now, in my opinion, they don't seem too concerned to keeping a close eye on Lana because they keep leaving in the room. She's in the room with Alex's body a lot by herself.
Yeah, she is.
She can, you know, right? So she takes the SIM out of Alex's phone but pops the phone back under his arse, right? Lana, a shitload of explosives and some cleaning equipment are popped into the back of this fake cleaning van driven towards counter-terror headquarters, right? She uses her time in transit to get into the bomb and to the phone which is hooked up to it.
It's all very convenient because she couldn't use her hands properly.
So convenient, yeah. She was like, they use cable ties to keep her hands tied. She pops Alex's SIM into the phone that's attached to the bomb and then she sends a message with her mobile number in it, okay?
Yeah, she rediverted the call that it would go, didn't she? That's what
I don't
she
know
did
if that's
here.
What she did at that. Yeah, she most have diverted here. I know she did it on the phone later.
She realised that something was going to happen with the call. With
that
the
it would be phoned.
To set up the thing, yeah.
So Hope sees, they're pulling up towards Counter-Terror HQ. Hope sees there's extra security, including dogs at the offices. So she's like, turn the van around.
Of course there's dogs.
Yeah. So they're not going to go in the cleaning van. But Lana says if they let her walk in alone, she'll go into the office, use loads of evidence stored there, like bits of bombs and whatever from like previous cases, to blow up the Home Secretary and anyone within 3 feet of her.
The fact that they trusted her to do that.
They're idiots.
And that whole thing of them being like, you know, we can see it.
But you
but
can't
we
hear
can't
you.
Hear
what
you.
A load of fucking shit.
I was like, what?
Yeah. So Hope says Alex left them a link to all the internal CCTV. So she'll have eyes on Lana. And she's like, I'll blow up your parents if you fuck with me. And just like Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway, they pop a little in-ear piece in so they can talk to her. Do you remember they made Louis Walsh pretend he was talking to on a banana?
Yeah.
It's only one way. So Lana can hear them, but they can't hear Lana. God
I just
them.
Couldn't. That was the bit that I was like, you are...
They've carried out the most sophisticated, like, attacks and,
like, under in tube stations that are no longer used.
Yeah.
You know, the whole shebang. Yeah. Wedding. Like, I mean, come on. Yeah.
Hope asks Lana to wire a phone to the bomb so that Hope can set it off.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Walking into the building, Lana sticks the phone on call divert to another number.
Sorry,
right? She does it there.
Yeah.
Hope wants to see her inside in 1 minute, she says, and just like a traitor's mission, Lana does it in 58 seconds. Lana blags her way in. She tells Sonia that she's evidence she needs to log. Everything's a bit shifty. In the lift with Sonia, where Hope can't see cameras and can't hear Lana, Lana says she needs Sonia's help. She needs her access pass, and she shows her the earpiece subtly. And she's like, just trust me, Sonia, right? Mm-hmm. Lana meets Danny in the kitchenette and she says, act normal, we're being watched. So she's got her back to the cameras that are watching her here.
Hope's like, Lana, what's happening?
Yeah, Hope's kind of sweating in the van because she can't hear. She's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? At this point, Lana is asking Danny to go to her mum and dad's house, but she's like, do not do anything until Sonia phones you. Mm. Lana goes into the evidence room and just like a very dark episode of Blue Peter, shows us how all to build a bomb. Lana's mum and dad are understandably very stressed at home. Oh, no, he's dying to find and disarm whatever explosives are in the house. The Home Secretary, meanwhile, she arrives at the counter-terror headquarters. It is showtime. Lana pops her little bomb that she's just made on the table of other bits that they're going to show the Home Secretary. Earlier. Yeah, and they're basically... So the Home Secretary's coming in. They're going to be like, these are all the bits and pieces that have been used by the wave, right? Commander Francis is shocked to see Lana. Lana's like, oh, Sonia couldn't make it and I'm the next best thing. He says, you called me a brown-nosed twat yesterday. She's just like, yeah, sorry about that,
sorry.
But sure, here I am. Home Secretary sits down in the middle of the floor, little chair, right? Commander Francis standing up at his little show-and-tell table with all the deactivated bombs. Jeez. And the one that Lana's just made. Hope is watching on, but obviously can't hear anything, right? Lana is invited up to talk to the Home Secretary. But like, here's this bomb, this is this kind of switch and this whatever, yada, 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 right?
Can I just say one thing on this?
Yes.
If you couldn't hear, you clearly would be like, Lana, ring us there and put it, like, we'll put it on speakerphone so we can hear what you're up to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Batra is also in this meeting. He pings Helen. He's like, bitch, Lana's here, not Sonia. Something is up, right? At home, Lana's mum and dad have a little heart-to-heart. They're both grieving Billy, okay? Mm. Helen watches back CCTV. Helen is on this.
Yeah, thank God.
You called us last week. Fair play to you. Helen watches back. You did. You said Helen's going to save the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Helen watches back CCTV and sees Lana strolling in with, here's one I made earlier, bomb, right?
Yeah.
Finally, the Home Secretary is like, I don't need to know the ins and outs of these fucking bombs.
No.
Will you just tell me how you're going to catch those responsible?
Yes.
Which
yes.
is a fair point. She's like, what am I doing sitting here? Like, no. I don't need to know how this goes off. Hope is in Lana's ear. She's like, get closer to the Home Secretary.
No, but the fact that, like, your man, the commander, and they were both just edging closer every, like, it was, oh my God.
Yeah. So Lana says to the Home Secretary, get up here, love. Nice.
Nice
and close to these bombs now. And have a good old look, right? Commander Francis is now holding the live bomb.
Oh,
and he's very close to the Home Secretary.
Very
now, Batra is flat out right texting Helen for an update. And she very cleverly just says, I'm on it, right? Mm. She's like not giving him any details because she doesn't want to freak him out. Behind the scenes, Helen has cleared the entire building. Only those at the briefing that are being watched by Hope are left. So the what Hope can see hasn't changed. All is fine. But actually the entire building's been evacuated.
So she's overrided the CCTV with like them just working away. Is that what she did?
No, I think she... No, what she did was...
Had they been blown up at that point?
No, what she did was... So Hope is watching the CCTV in the room that the Home Secretary and those is in. Meanwhile, all the other cameras, so everyone's evacuated.
Jeez.
Yeah, again, would you not have a multi-screen approach?
Yeah, but
anyway.
You just put the CCTV over and over the same thing, you
know,
and you realize...
I don't know if Helen did. She may have done. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Armed police say they've been given permission to shoot to kill if needs be. They're all creeping up corridors, but they're glass. So, like, they're all, like, going around with these big rifles, like, tiptoeing. But, like, everyone who's in the room with the Home Secretary can see is bizarre. Hope is back in Lana's ear. She's like, it's you or your parents. Lana then dramatically just kind of, like, falls into Commander Francis and shoves him into the lap of the Home Secretary. Hope rings the phone. It diverts to another number, to the sim that Lana put into the phone in the back of the van that Hope is sitting in, and Hope goes boom, along with the fella who was in the seat, who I don't even know who the fuck he was. We don't care for him. He's dead as well. Lana's arrested.
I did like that bit. I was like, fair
play.
Oh,
it was very good. Yeah. I don't think I saw it coming.
No, I didn't really
understand.
No,
I didn't see it coming.
No.
Yeah, no, I thought that was good. Lana's arrested. She shouts out for Batra to call Sonia. She calls Danny and Haas to get her parents safely out of the house. Commander Francis and Helen question Lana. And Francis is like, you took a huge risk. We told you, yada, yada, yada. And then Helen jumps in and defends Lana here. And she's like, you saved lives. And then armed police go and arrest the rest of the wave because Lana gave the details of where they were.
Yeah, where they were, where she was kidnapped. Yeah. No, Helen really is a girl's girl. Do
yeah,
you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
100%.
Like, Helen is a good detective.
And despite like Lana not being very nice to her. Yeah. Lana and Sonia are at Danny's wedding. They're at the bar. Lana says she needs to get shit-faced. Sonia goes off to chat up Danny's uncle.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone hits the dance floor in what was probably the last ever episode of Trigger Point.
Brendan, brilliant recap. Did you find at the end the way they're all dancing for a little bit too long? Like, I really thought something was going to happen there.
Yeah.
Or like someone be lurking in the background or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I thought there would be a bit of a do-do-do. Reminded me that little wedding scene at the end reminded me of an episode of Sherlock where they were at, who's Sherlock's sidekick?
Moriarty?
No, that's the Eve.
I've never seen a pet.
His sidekick is Dr. Watson was getting married.
Doctor.
It was very much like their wedding. It had that sort of same feel to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the final recap of Trigger Point.
We'll have your thoughts and theories on the final of Trigger Point after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Reb, you've got thoughts and theories from lots of people about
quite a few voice notes up my sleeve today. Mm-hmm. Now, just a bit of a word. Some of these are scathing. So I'm sorry to anyone who works the show.
We really enjoyed your thoughts last week.
Oh, no.
They were our favourite ever.
Oh,
we couldn't stop laughing.
If
you haven't listened to last week's episode, please go back and listen because the thoughts and the theories.
In tears.
I had a pain in my face.
Yeah.
And I was fully crying from laughing.
I listened back to the episode afterwards and I was on the Lewis, which is a tram in Dublin.
Ding, ding.
And I was sitting there and I was honestly in convulsion. And the girl beside me was like, what is she laughing about? Couldn't stop laughing. Anyway, you're all feckin' gas.
Yeah.
First up, Tracy has been reacting to last week's podcast.
Just to say that I think I should never listen to your podcast again whilst out for my daily walk because I looked insane, especially when you talked about the gender reveal. Bomb that Lana set off in the church, literally laughing out loud. Thought the scene in the kitchen where she let rip at her mum and dad was very good, especially as I read that she improv'd that. So quite impressed with how that went. Other than that, the show is bonkers. Can't believe that no one is commenting on the poofy blow dries that both Mr. King and the police top important man have been having. Who is that hairdresser? Have they been to Vidal Sassoon? I don't know. Looks like maybe and some rollers in it.
They're definitely friends with Jill Bigelow.
Oh, 100%.
Interesting that she improvised the outburst to the parents.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Go
that.
Vicky.
Thanks for that, Tracy. Jack has been on with the theory.
My theory is that you three are going to cause this shit show to get season 3. Because like me, there have been many other people who have just been watching the show to listen to your glorious podcast. And if you weren't doing this podcast, I think the majority of us wouldn't be watching the show. So ITV is going to see these viewing figures, think, wow, people must really love this show. When in fact, thousands of them, I mean, I don't know your viewership, but I assume it's in the thousands or millions, hopefully, thousands of people are watching this just because of your podcast. So if it does get season three, I just want you to know I will not be happy, but also I will be listening to the podcast if you do it again. Thank you.
Jack, thank you. I don't think we've had influence, but many thanks.
Absolutely not.
Jane has given her thoughts on the season two finale.
Well, this last episode sure was full of surprises. The bomb at Lana's parents' house being hidden in the electrical panel, not on full display around her mother's neck, like we all expected. Yeah. Someone besides Lana actually defused the bomb, though we don't know whether it took Haas 30 seconds or 36 hours. Danny did get married, and Lana admitted that she's not all right. Does this mean she's finally going to take some time off? Y'all need some time off, too, after three shows right in a row.
True.
But please don't take as much time off as you did after Happy Valley. We miss you too much.
Oh, Jane, I love you. You're a total queen.
You are an absolute queen. Yeah, we took her like 9 months.
Yeah.
How glam. It was real like boy band-esque, wasn't it? Anna in China has been in touch with an honest review.
The final didn't do it for me. Honestly, I was on my phone drawing it. And if I'm on my phone drawing a TV show, especially a finale, it's not that good, really. I don't know. I'm gutted because I really wanted it to be different. I don't know. Maybe I need to rewatch it.
Yeah, like you would never be on your phone watching Line of Duty.
No,
you just wouldn't.
No, never. Terry doesn't hold back either.
Well, a nice little twist, if somewhat predictable at the end. But overall, what a load of old shit.
Oh, he's crying listening to these because everyone does. You know what? You have to be honest sometimes. Kirsty didn't love the ending either.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed with that final episode. They chose the wrong moment to dial down the crazy. It felt like there'd been loads of it chopped around and chopped out. I kept rewinding in case I'd fallen asleep, but no, it just didn't make a lot of sense. Thank God for Vicky McClure being amazing, though the costume department did her a massive disservice with that dress at the end. A shout out to my friend Jackie, who predicted from the beginning that they would end the series with them all dancing happily at the wedding.
Oh.
And finally, thank you very much for your service. I feel like we all deserve a massive reward for losing 6 hours of our life to that.
Fair play to your pal Jackie as well, Kirsty.
Yeah, go Jackie. Well done.
Patty thinks they kind of approached the storyline situation the wrong way.
I'm really happy everybody who needed to get the happy end and got the happy ending. But, it was just all a bit daft, wasn't it? Do you know what I think? I think they approached it the way Tom Cruise approaches Mission Impossible, which is they basically came up with all the kind of stunts that they wanted to do and just kind of threw them all into a hat and drew them all out and then was like, these are all the bombs that are going to go off and then we'll just kind of fit a story around it. And so they sort of did. And then they like realized they'd run out of the last type of bomb. And so then they just went, all right, that's it. And then they realised they had 5 minutes left to fill. So anybody who needed to live happy ever after lived happy ever after. Will there be series three? Don't know, and I don't really care.
Yeah. The wedding scene, for the amount of sort of dialogue in it, went on a little bit too long.
I was expecting something like to happen, or like Tom to be there or something random. I just really was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Emma's been on as well.
Lads, what a load of cack that finale was. I mean, suddenly Lana gets very calm about everything. So that was easily the most tense episode for part of it, but why couldn't they have brought that earlier in the series and put it out? And who knew that the parents could have just cut a hole in the door to get out?
Yeah,
not sure why they needed the others. They weren't being particularly careful, still a bomb in there. Think you guys are gonna be super disappointed that there was no collar bomb on the mum. And oh my goodness, that god awful dress at the end at Danny's wedding on Lana.
This is the difference, I think, between most men and women watching these shows. I couldn't tell you what Vicky McClure was wearing at the wedding. I didn't pay attention.
I don't really remember it, but like then I think at the end
obviously
I was like,
it was bad.
I was just like, is that it? Like, do you know what I mean? Although I didn't hate, like, I will never watch it again, but no. I equally was like, grand.
Yeah, I think that the second last episode was better. Yeah. And I like the mobile phone switch thing in the
back.
Yeah.
Well, here's what Alan thought was going to happen at the end.
Did anyone else think that Danny and his wife were going to explode at the end? I really, because like the wedding was so telegraphed, and then I think at one point Lana sent Sonia into the venue, and I was like, oh God, Lana's going to feel so guilty because she just sent Sonia into an exploding room. But the bride didn't explode, the cake didn't explode, Danny didn't explode. Which for me, that's the question, why Danny was in the season at all. And saddest of all for me, her parents didn't explode. I'm sorry, but like, the two of them needed an owl. And now blowing up, if you ask me. I absolutely adored watching the show just because of the madness of it. And I think if it ever does come back, just wait a while. Like, I can see like them doing a Happy Valley where, like, in 10 years, they return and Anna's like, you know, she's got three kids, she's got a husband, she's got a sister-in-law, she's got, like, basically, she's surrounded herself with more civilians to blow up. Because right now, she's going to be left. But yeah, I can see them nervously going, like, all right, which one of us is next? Trigger Point Season 3. Bring it on.
There's no one left, really.
No, I wouldn't back calls for a season three, Alan, personally. Glass, like, Alan, you're hilarious.
Oh, guys, thanks so much for all your voice notes. Like, we've got in loads of tweets and comments as well, just saying everyone's really confused about how this sophisticated group of terrorists all of a sudden just became very incompetent in the last episode.
And they couldn't hear her, yeah.
Wayne says, utter nonsense, but saved by the wonderful Vicky and your accompanying podcast. Leanne, all a bit chaotic, but very much keeping with the entire series. Thank God for Vicky. I thought that the main big bad woman who had shafted Tom was very over the top. I couldn't take her seriously. Less the caddy, more Dr. Evil.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Anna, I'm glad the bad guys got their comeuppance, but did no one see Lana walking through the office with a bomb and think it was odd? Go, Helen. She put the commander in his place. I'm glad it ended happily. Come back soon, guys. Wednesdays won't be the same. Yeah, much of that, really. Rebecca says, when we reached the final scene, I was a bit on edge that something horrible would happen, but no, they just got to be happy. And Valerie says, being a Belfast child of the 1980s, the main thing bugging me about the trigger point about Trigger Point was that there was no robot. We had loads of robots.
In season one they did, yeah.
Valerie says, Lana standing nose to a bomb every week really cracks me up. She should have been in the back of an armoured van half a mile away, sending a crap version of Wally down the evacuated road.
Yeah, which they did do loads of season one.
We didn't get any robots.
And there was no Wally
season.
In season two, no.
Yeah. Mm. So just a mixed bag. I don't think anyone was like, I absolutely loved that. But I honestly
I think if we weren't doing the podcast, I may not have stuck with it, but I really enjoyed having the crack about it every week.
We laugh about the whole thing, and it did entertain us in
absolutely.
The end.
But and that's what it's supposed to do. It is an entertainment show.
Would I be gasping for season three? I think we can let the potato rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think.
And I'd love now if Jed and Vicky and co would just focus their attention on Line of Duty season 7.
On the extreme off chance.
We would appreciate it a lot.
Persevere through everything we've just said.
No, we're so, like, I know some of the review. Listen, do you know what? Now?
Yeah.
Sometimes as well, when a piece of art is divisive and provokes a reaction.
Was that pun deliberate?
That
divisive.
No, but no, what was the pun? Oh God. Jesus, Brendan. But you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
You want people to have some sort of opinion.
Opinion. Better than none.
Me trying to do a bit of PR on our podcast. Anyway, we've had a laugh all the same. Thank you so much for getting in touch every week. We've honestly in tears laughing at the thoughts and theories.
So, like, so funny.
Just a bit of crack. And we'll miss doing the pod every week. We're going to wait for the right thing to come along for us to stick our teeth into.
We don't know what that is.
A few suggestions. People were hoping that maybe we do the capture. I don't know if that's going to come back for a second or third
season. There's no word on that coming back.
Slow
Horses.
That.
There's a new season of Slow Horses coming. That could be one to do.
That could be one. Or Criminal Record.
And Criminal Record, I would imagine, will
and
come back
Blue
for a
Lights
second
as well
season.
Has been suggested.
Oh, Blue Lights as well. Yeah. So there are definitely things coming down the line, but we just don't know when.
We don't know when. It's out of our control, but we'll roll with it and we'll go with the flow. And if there is anything coming out or something you hear of and you're like, let us know. Yeah,
because we won't go away for 9 months again. That was like a total accident.
No.
There was a writer's strike. That's what happened there.
Exactly. They saved basically every show that we were looking forward to all came out
in January
of this year.
Yeah.
And then we decided to do the Traitors.
So we'll be back as soon as we can. And like Reb says, if there's anything you see that's coming that you think would work for the podcast, let us know.
Yeah, do. And in the meantime, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a nice review on Apple or Spotify so more people can discover it. Share it in your WhatsApp groups. And thanks for listening. We adore it. We'll be back soon. We'll have a few life updates. And don't be the dick of the day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.